Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, I saw in the news recently that during DEF CON 16, they're going to hold a Race to Zero contest. Can you tell me a little bit about what this contest involves?
Well, the contest actually involves encouraging people to modify malicious software so that antivirus products won't detect it. This is something that the bad guys do all the time, and it really doesn't take a whole bunch of knowledge to realize that. It's fairly old news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have six basic things that they're hoping to get across with this. Maybe sort of identify for our listeners what you think about some of these. So the first is reverse engineering and code analysis is fun.
Well, that's true. It's definitely true. And you don't really need to modify malicious software to have fun with reverse engineering and code analysis. In fact, you can use lots and lots of current samples of malicious software, and you can also do it with perfectly good software. It can be a lot of fun. There's a lot of public domain software out there that's written by some really skilled programmers, which a lot of the malware is not. And you can learn a lot from reverse analysis and reverse engineering and code analysis. So, yeah, it really can be fun, but there's no need to create more malware to do that.
Mm-hmm. It says here that not all antivirus is equal. Some products are far easier to circumvent than others, and that poorly performing antivirus vendors should be called out.
You know, a small amount of time and a small set of samples, you're not going to really achieve that result. Yeah, every antivirus product is going to have its strengths and weaknesses. And no, not all antivirus products are equal, and we've got decades of testing that prove that. So, again, there's absolutely no need to create new malicious software to prove that. You can take huge sample sets and see for yourself what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it doesn't really justify creating more malicious software.
They talk about the fact that the majority of signature-based antivirus products can easily be circumvented with a minimal amount of effort. Isn't that also sort of self-evident, or?
Oh, yes, that is. That's what gave birth to script kiddies, was you could take a script and make some minor changes, and it would beat signature-based scanning, which is why antivirus companies for quite a while now have been using a variety of heuristic techniques, heuristics is a method, a science of identifying things that you've never seen before. And especially generic signatures are used against a lot of malware that's trivially modified, which the trivial modifications will beat the signatures, but quite frequently the generic signatures and other heuristic approaches will detect those kinds of modifications. So once again, there's a ton of malware out there that can be used, that already exists, that can be used to effectively prove that point. It, again, doesn't justify someone creating more malicious software.
And then they say that the time taken to modify a piece of unknown malware to circumvent a good portion of scanners is disproportionate to the cost of antivirus protection and the losses resulting from the trust placed in it. What do they mean by that exactly?
Well, it appears the organizers of this contest, if you will, believe that users place too much trust in antivirus protection, which to some extent is true. If you think that your antivirus is going to protect you from everything, then you've got too much trust in it. But the loss is not because of the trust you placed in it. The loss is because of your lack of education. Every researcher I know in the antivirus community is a very strong advocate of defense in depth, using multiple layers of defense. And antivirus protection is just one of those. So, you know, if you think that your seatbelt's going to prevent all car accidents, you've got too much trust in your seatbelt. But it's not the trust in your seatbelt that causes the losses. It's your lack of education about the various safety devices in a car and knowing that you have to steer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah, you might say that the time required to modify a piece of known malware to circumvent a lot of scanners is disproportionate to the cost of the antivirus protection, but the cost of the antivirus protection is not disproportionate to the amount of threats that it does protect you from. If what you want is protection against brand new zero-day threats, then not only do you need an antivirus product that has strong heuristics, but you also need a variety of other security technologies, a good firewall, log auditing. In some cases, programs that perform sandboxing can be of assistance. And using good judgment is very important as well.
So essentially, and I see one other point here also, is signature-based antivirus is dead, and people need to look to heuristics, and that's somewhat self-evident in the title of the contest, Race to Zero. I mean, in some respects, I feel like maybe the contest sponsors haven't been really reading security publications for quite a while. A lot of this seems to be relatively naive. And there are other more sophisticated professional organizations that are doing this type of testing.
Right.
Why do you suppose they feel there was a need to do this?
I think it's an easy way to get attention.
Mm.
I mean, if they held a contest to write a better antivirus product, they would immediately be well beyond the skill level of most of their contestants. So they would eliminate a lot of the competition right off the bat, and they would actually end up proving that the people writing really good antivirus software are really, really competent and skilled professionals, because it's really hard to do. And also, they just don't understand the technology, because signature-based antivirus is not dead. It just isn't a standalone solution. And ESET is known for its heuristics, but we still use signatures because they're a fast, effective way to deal with known malware. Signature antivirus is not the way to deal with zero-day threats, however. And again, there's tons and tons of samples out there that will prove that point without creating more junk. Fundamentally, it's a lot easier to tear down than it is to build, and so modifying samples of malware to get past a scanner really is more like tearing something down than trying to build anything at all.
Yeah, I agree, and it also smacks of things we might have seen a decade ago, getting essentially amateurs involved to go against professionals and test what was done internally by major corporations. Now the reality is it's not really amateurs against the sophisticated software companies. It's professionals out there, malware cyber criminals, who, as we all know, have been taking advantage of the net for some years now, coming out of emerging economy countries all over the world. So. It strikes me this kind of a competition would not necessarily interest a professional criminal.
No, because the professional criminal is not going to be doing it for fun. They're doing it for profit. They're
exactly.
getting paid a lot of money to do this.
Yeah.
And it's not just out of emerging companies. There are people in the U.S. and Canada and England who are doing these things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of money in it, and you're going to attract criminals from every country. One of the key points I think is important to make, a lot of the proponents of this contest are saying, well, you know, the antivirus companies are all against this because they're afraid it's going to show them up, and a bunch of talk like that. And what you have to realize is it isn't the antivirus companies that are coming out against this. It's actually the individual researchers, the people that are actually working to try to solve the problem, that find this competition abhorrent. And it's not because it's going to embarrass the antivirus companies. It's because they are actually trying to solve a problem, and there's enough bad guys out there trying to make the problem worse without some other people trying to prove a point that's easily proved without creating more malware.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the antivirus marketing departments are pretty mum on this. The antivirus sales departments aren't saying a word. The PR companies for the antivirus products aren't the ones complaining about it. The only people complaining about it are actually the skilled professionals that are trying to do something about the problem. So this isn't a hype thing where antivirus companies are against this. This is skilled professionals that are calling an idiotic contest idiotic.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And if our listeners have any additional questions about this topic or to maybe follow up on the results from the contest itself, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks very much, Randy. And again, this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.